وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي بالقاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم أما بعد فقد قال الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون I begin in the name of Allah and the gracious, the merciful. You are most welcome to be. This is the first time we are doing. We have done pre-marriage course here at the center twice. And many a times people ask us to do post-marriage course. Many a time we do have after the problem after the marriage. So I think not necessary to have problem. You want to know something, it is the experience hence, and learn from the experience is better. And Islam is the very logical religion. Many things have been guided, but unfortunately we are not aware of what Islam has guided towards. I hope all of us, we learn to change, not learn to only for learning. Knowledge only for knowledge is not going to work out. Learn to change the behavior. What we'll do is, there will be about 45 to 50 minutes each session, and after that we're going to give time for question and answer, and then we'll have break for 10 minutes, then second session. If you have again your charisma and mood, I can go for third session also, but second session is much more, I think it's enough for today. Today we do have other program that we have to set off. If you say Salwat, inshallah, we'll go. In the marriage problems which we are dealing is, first thing is expectation to start an early family. Society expects to have kids immediately after marriage, and finger will be raised on the couple. हम लोग ये बात कर रहे हैं उस उन लोगों की जो बिल्कुल शादी अभी जस्ट कर रहे हैं बट यूजुअली किड के लिए देयर इज अ फोर्स सो मेनी पीपल दे वांट किड्स टू हैव अर्ली व्हाट इस्लाम सेज डज इस्लाम गाइड्स अबाउट इट और नॉट सेकंड इज चाइल्ड बेयरिंग रेजिंग चिल्ड्रन नो प्रॉपर एजुकेशन गिवन एडजस्टिंग आफ्टर मैरिज क्वारल्स अमंग फैमिली मेंबर्स सॉरी Joint family system, arrangement of dowry, working woman, job, household, managing finances, dispute, reconciliation, may God forbid divorce or child custody. First we are going to entertain about the first question we had, that is expectation to start an early family. Let me give you clear guidance here is, Getting married is wajib or sunnah? Huh? It is sunnah? Wajib, okay. Some people are saying wajib, some saying wajib. What is it now? It depends. Okay. The Islamic perspective is an-nikahu min sunnati fa man raghiba an sunnati fa laysa min Marriage is one of my sunnat or most of something. But it is highly recommended. Yes, circumstances, as Hussain was saying, it is right. If a person has fear of doing haram, it becomes wajib. So all of us, we do have the fear of haram. That means it becomes wajib upon us. Getting married is not wajib. Having children also not wajib. But educating the children is, that's much more severe than the getting married itself. Having children is not wajib, but tanakahu wa tanasalu wa taksuru fainni ubahi bikum al-umam walau bis six. Prophet says, multiply your children. Have more children, because Allah is the one who provides. And I will be very proud in number also. On the day of judgment, even number also for me is it counts. It's very good. Planning for the offspring. You can plan it out. For example, after marriage, we don't want to have children immediately. You can have children after maybe 2 years, 3 years. Maybe both of you are going to university. Job is not there. Many things are there. It could be possible. A person can plan after 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years, 5 years. In doing so, Islamically, there is no any restriction. Preventing to have children is no restriction. But once you have child, which is the beginning of the life of the baby, that aborting that child is haram. In no circumstances Islam gives any permission to do so. Should follow everyone. There are a lot of forces there because they have got married within 1 year, they have children, so we should have two? No. Each and every person's circumstances are different. One of the could be possible, one of the source for the unity of family, children play a bigger role. And having children also, it is a very good thing as soon as possible, if anyone is ready for that. Needs to be trained for the children. You need a lot of patience. Having children is very easy, but looking after them is very difficult job. So you need to train yourself. You need to have a lot of maybe courses about upbringing of children. Many, many things you have to do before you have children. And by the way, I do have the 12 majalis about upbringing of children. If anyone wants to see them, the online also available in Urdu. That is unfortunate. And here I should say one thing is very, very important. We have hadith of the Masum alayhi salatu wasalam. It says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. If you have children at home, if you have elderly people, it's very, very beneficial. Hadith says, "Ash-shaykhu fi ummatih kan-nabiyyi, ash-shaykhu fi usratih kan-nabiyyi fi ummatih." An elderly person at home, like as a prophet in a nation. So very beautiful experience is there. We can utilize. Unfortunately, a lot of quarrels goes on. Family feud starts. We don't entertain that. But Islam is encouraging those kind of things. Understanding between the couple and division of workload. Once you have children, both of you have to have understanding between you and your wife and your spouse. Inshallah, we're going to discuss much more detail in further. First thing, which there are five most important aspects in a successful family. Number first thing is, don't ignore what a partner is saying. Don't stonewall. What does stonewall mean? For example, I am working on my computer, my wife comes, and she's talking to me. I am not giving any damn towards her. While I am typing, I am not looking at her. That is a stonewall. It's not good. If your spouse is in front of you, turn and leave everything. Listen, eye-to-eye contact, talk to her. Don't ignore her. Likewise, could be possible, husband wants to talk to you, and you are bhuning masala or something, and she is not caring about you, and she is saying, okay, kya hai, boliye, chale jaiye. It's not going to work. She has to stop everything. Look. So giving importance to the communication is very important. In a situation nowadays, we say eye contact is very important. And wife and husband and wife also, eye contact, talking eye to eye is very, very important communication. So ignoring the partner's saying is not a good thing. Number second rule, don't minimize a spouse's concern. For example, husband comes, oh, maloom hai aaj job mein kya ho gaya? Do you know what happened in a job? She says, oh, this is everyday problem. She never cares about it. Likewise, on the other hand, And wife could be saying something, do you know what happened at home? He also never cares about it. So we have to, even if small concern, we have to entertain that concern. And very important, that shows how much you care about each other. It is not the matter how small is the problem. It is the matter how you are giving time to your spouse. Saying, what's the big deal? You are always so sensitive. These are the expression we usually have. That is not good to me. When a person is concerned, you have to entertain those concerns. Number three, don't rush to fix the problem. Many times we want to fix the problem at the time of problem. No, that's not a good thing. Take time, understand the problem, gravity of the problem, how, and see the, all the angles, and write, feel time should be, a suitable time has to look so that you can solve the problem. Well, if I were you, I do this, or you should have done this. This kind of expression also not good. One time I am commanding something to my partner rather than I'm presenting, two different things. Never command, because Allah said to Hazrat Adam not to go to near to tree, what happened? He did go. If husband says to wife not to do, that wife goes, she does. If wife says not to do, he does too. So it is a human nature. Commanding is not going to work out. Women especially resent a partner's interruption with solution, preferring instead to simply vent and know that someone is really listening. Usually women are, I should say that women should write it down. Women are emotional first, then rational. Men are rational first, then emotional. So the emotional values are very beautiful as long as it can be used, utilized in upbringing of children, uniting the family. It's a very beautiful source. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ability to a woman. And that should not be the case when we're solving the problem. All the time, emotional things is not going to work out. Here comes the Quranic ayat. It's a very beautiful ayat. وَالَّذِينَ اِسْتَنَبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهَا وَأَنَابُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. This is the piece which I want you to write it down. فَبَشِّرْ, give good tidings to my servants. Allah says, give good tidings to my servants. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ, those who listen very carefully. What it has. It never says whose call. Is the prophets or the maulanas? No. Even between each other, you have to istima, not sima. Sima means you are listening only. Istima means no, you are hearing, caring about it, what it has been said. I don't see any one of you have pen and paper and noting it down. I'm saying, and you're right, you're going to forget everything. Salawat Badi Muhammad Wala Muhammad Sahib. They're supposed to arrange everything. Well organized, man. Small notebook always, not only in this lesson, always, even if you go to majlis, you have a small book, notebook, and write it down. After a while, you see a lot of material is in there. If you can give, if we have papers here. There are papers there too. पेन का भी इस्तेमाल देना पड़ेगा ओके बेयर विथ मी फॉर बट दिस इज द पीस ऑफ द आया फ्रॉम 13 is ayat number, surah number 39, ayah 17 and 18. The piece which I want to present here is very beautiful. For Bashir, Allah says, give good tidings, good news for those, عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ, those who listen to the saying. This saying is not necessarily a saying of the Prophet.
even each other. You have to give time. Listen carefully what has been said. It is one of the obligation or moral obligation when both two people are talking, the third person should not enter so that they can communicate very well. فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Once they listen, they are going to utilize what is good. And the Quran is not saying what is bad, it should be left out. So listen carefully, there could be good thing you said, and take it what is good. Forget the other. In the case of husband and wife also, listening is very important, very carefully. Here is a very beautiful piece of advice from Mawla Amirul Mumineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. An Amirul Mumineen fi wasiyat lil Hasan qala ya bunayya fatafaham wasiyati waj'al nafsaka mizanan fi ma baynaka wa bayna ghayrik. I'll go to give you the translation inshallah. Wa uhibba li ghayrik ma tuhibbu li nafsik wa akrahu lahu ma takrahu laha. لا تظلم كما لا تحب أن تظلم وأحسن كما تحب أن يحسن إليك واستقبح لنفسك ما تستقبحه من غيرك وارض من الناس ما ترضى له منك الخبر منك. That is al khabar is hadith. It's a very beautiful saying of Mawla Amir al-Mumineen. I'm going to give the translation. Imam Ali was advising Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam. This advice is not only Imam Hassan, for all of us. It's a beautiful. Oh my son, understand my advice. Make yourself a criteria between you and others. So that means you yourself will be the criteria. Mera mayar jo hai mera nafs hai. Koi aur nahi. Mayar criteria is the self. This like you like for others, what you dislike, what you like for yourself. जो दूसरों को पसंद, जो अपने लिए पसंद करते हो, दूसरे लिए भी वही पसंद करो. Dislike for others, what you dislike for yourself. जो दूसरों के लिए, अपने लिए ना पसंद करते हो, दूसरे के लिए भी ना पसंद करो. Don't be unjust to others, as you don't like to be treated unjustly. मैं नहीं चाहता कोई मुझे treat करे unjustly. So same thing you do, don't do injustice to others. Be good to others as you like to be good towards you. हम चाहते हैं कि हर एक आदमी हमसे अच्छा रहे. So likewise, you make other people good. Detest for yourself what like you detest for others. बहुत सी चीजें हम पसंद नहीं करते. कोई मेरी गीबत करे मैं पसंद नहीं करता. So I should not do गीबत of others. Many things. Be pleased with people as you like to be pleased with by others. हम चाहते हैं कि हमसे सब लोग खुश रहें. तो उसी तरह आप भी खुश रहिए दूसरों से. ये फॉर्मूला, दिस इज सो ब्यूटीफुल फॉर हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ, इज सो ब्यूटीफुल. फॉर एग्जांपल, ऑल पेरेंट्स दे वांट देयर चिल्ड्रन टू बी यूनाइटेड. दैट इज द डिजायर ऑफ ऑल ऑफ अस, इज़न्ट इट? सो दैट मींस आई वांट माय चिल्ड्रन टू बी यूनाइटेड. दे शुड हैव गुड कम्युनिकेशन, लव एंड अफेक्शन. सो माय वाइफ ऑल्सो हैज अ फैमिली, she should be united. Husband has a family, they should be united. Why? When it comes to husband, my criteria is different. When it comes to a wife, my criteria is different. Why is that? So this hadith is telling what you like for yourself, like for the other. Urdu mein bhi hai, agar aap log sunna chahte hain. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam ne apni ek wasiyat mein farmaya apne bete Imam Hasan se, beta is nasihat ko achhi tarah se samjho. Tum apne nafs ko dusron ke bare mein mizan qarar do. Dusron ke liye wahi pasand karo jo apne liye karte ho. Dusron ke liye bhi us cheez se nafrat karo jisko tum apne liye nafrat karte ho. Dusron par zulm na karo isliye ki tum apne liye zulm pasand nahi karte ho. Achha bartav karo isliye ki tum bhi use pasand karte ho. अपने नफ्स के लिए इस चीज को बुरा समझो जिसको तुम दूसरे से बुरा समझते हो. लोगों से राजी रहो जिस तरह तुम चाहते हो कि तुमसे तुम सब लोग राजी रहें. खूबसूरत है ये. इसको आप इसको सोशल साइंस में जितना एलाबोरेट करते चले जाइए, इसे पीस ऑफ एडवाइस अगर ये समझ में आ जाए तो फ्रॉम टुमारो देयर शुड नॉट बी फाइट बिटवीन हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ. इसलिए क्राइटेरिया जो है बिटवीन मी एंड माय. Or there are some few ahadith that I'm presenting here. Al-aqilu man itta'adha bighayrih. The wise is the one who accepts advice from others. Agar koi advice kar raha hai, to khususan husband and wife ki darmiyan, khususan saas aur bahu ki darmiyan, saas, mother-in-law is mother-in-law. She has a lot of experience of her, in her life. So why don't we take that experience, and she is advising very beautifully, and we think, oh, she is my enemy. She always nagging me. She always says something to me. Why is that? No. Why don't we look into positive of that life? She has this ability, use it. Just like consultation. Many people give millions of dollars in consultation. You know that? For the consultation, you go, for example, small business you want to start. If you want to go, there is a consultation form, business consultation form. You have to give $500, $1,000 to consult how to start a business. Family also, it's a beautiful thing at home we have. Why don't we use, rather than barriers between saas and bahu, wo. No, they should not be. It should be muhabbat. So, yahan par, al-aqilu man itta'adha bighayrih, the wise is the one who accepts advice from others. استمعوا من ربانيكم وأحذروا قلوبكم واسمعوا إن حدث بكم. Listen attentively to your caretakers and bring forth your heart to them. If they call you, listen to them. Hadith. اسمعوا النصيحة ممن أهداها إليكم وأقلوها على نفسكم. Accept the advice from the one who is offering it and reasoning it out of your. He is giving good advice, or taking that advice as a gift. But in real world, they often don't. We don't like listening to anyone. We want to be boss of ourselves. Like in our child, when we are teenagers, we never thought our parents are saying right. Now we are realizing so many things they said is right. So hadith we have, if you don't learn from your parents, the time shall teach you what parents are saying. You are not learning from the parents, but the time is coming, everyday experience is telling, oh, my father was right, my mother was right. I am tired of doing all of it and all the time. Many a time the complaint of husband maybe, complaint of wife. Rozana, maira hi kaam hai kya pakana. Now I have to do everything myself. Why me again? Same thing he can say. Why me every day to work? If that comes, the barrier jo hai bahut zyada. Isliye diffuse karna chahiye. Ye dekhna chahiye ki what is the responsibility between me and the partner. The best solution which has been given by Bibi Fatima Zahra sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the marriage, she went to the Prophet and wrote it down. There are two things. One is right, another responsibility. It is not the right of husband to demand for food, but it is the responsibility of wife to provide it. Rights are different, responsibility is different. After the marriage, Bibi went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, give me the responsibility. What is my responsibility? What is the responsibility of Ali? Didn't she know? Knew? She was Masuma. She wanted us to reach that hadith. She did ask. What was the reply of Prophet Muhammad? Prophet said, inside the house, outside the house. Inside, you look after, outside, Ali looks after. So this is division of work. At the same time, we have historical evidence that Imam Ali has helped in house chores and housework, and Bibi Fatima helped Imam Ali when he was in trouble economically also. That shows there should be a good communication between husband and wife. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. I say so many times, it's very beautiful. One time you see, there is a sign says, smoking is prohibited. This is a sign. Another says, don't smoke. Another says, thank you for not smoking. Which is good. Why? Thank you for is not, why is good? It's the approach. Same thing, maybe I am saying same thing, but if my approach changes, the tune changes, the effect is going to change. Between husband and wife also, these are the things. Figure out exactly what needs to be done and who's doing it. That means division of work at home is very important. I am going to do this and you are going to do this. And both of us are going to flourish this house. Because if we don't do it, our kids are going to go. Talk about how things were done when you were growing up and what role models you had for sharing the work at home. You can talk it out, this, just like I was talking about Imam Ali. Did I explain this? It's a very beautiful story. One day Prophet Muhammad entered at home of Bibi Fatima Zahra. He asked, can I enter? She said, oh Baba, you are welcome if nobody is there. And thus, Imam Ali was cleaning lintel, dal software at Imam Ali. Fatiha Khaybar. Prophet smiled, yeah, Ali, do you know if a person has at home, how much power he gets? Imam Ali used to say, oh, Prophet of Allah knows better than me. Prophet said, if a person has at home, he gets sawab of one hajj and one umrah. That is spiritual world we lost in. We don't know, we don't see. So if you are helping at home, don't ever think you are helping your wife. You are helping yourself. Because helping the wife is not helping the wife, it's helping. Likewise, if you are helping husband, it's not helping husband, it's helping yourself. Consider various plans for a fair division of labor. Many work has to be done. So why don't we divide the labor? Inshallah, I'm coming to further discussion. The communication is very important. After the marriage, many things have to be done. One of which is planning. How we're going to lead the life. No more independent. No more freedom. Because both of them, they are committed. Now they are no more. Not me. No. We. There is no me now. My Sultani. After marriage, hum. So we have to do together what we can do to be successful. Depersonalize the process. Oh, grocery, wifey laegi, for example, as in my case. And she is going to cook, personalizing. No, could be possible. One time she could not go. I have to take it. That's it. So personalizing the material also is not a good idea. As if you are tackling something with a colleague, this tarah se aap colleague ke saath deal karte hain, husband and wife ke darmiyan bhi. Let go sometimes when it comes to housework and children. Women are their own worst enemy. Women are their own worst enemies. Usually, women, when they deal it in a very, very wrong way. I am very sorry. I am here. You can at the end, you can ask me question. We are going to open the... Many at times, when we see the quarrel between Saas and Bahu, we come to the conclusion that it is because of the selfishness of women that reaches to that house in a very bitter situation. So there should not be that case. When all else fails, go on strike. It has been duly noted that some women have simply stopped doing domestic duty to make a point. For example, husband says many things, wife is not listening. Oh, one day strike. What is that strike? There are so many ways of strike. Likewise, wife says many things, husband is not listening. She goes in strike. Today, no cooking. I don't know, I was not in mood. So what she is saying, she is giving a point. You are not listening to me, listen now, I do exist. Likewise, husband can do that. Train your kids. While you are learning yourself, you have to train your kids also. Remind yourself that it is okay to be angry. Inshallah, I'm coming the management system. How many kinds of management? And there I'm going to discuss this. Understand that although you disagree, you are not enemy. Many a times between husband and wife, husband is not agreeing. We think, oh, ye sunta nahi meri baat. Dushman ho gaya. She is not listening to me. Oh, wo sunti nahi meri baat. Meri dushman ho. Arre nahi bhai, aaj nikah kara pura ghar chhod chhod ke aaye yaar. Now, both of you are husband and wife. There is no animosity. Why you are feeling that way? That is not wrong feeling. Never use something that has been previously told to you in confidence as a weapon in an argument. Oh, this is so bad. For example, in a beautiful mood, your wife says something, you take it as a weapon. Whenever time comes, you bombard that with weapon. That is not good. Not to use as a weapon. Never walk out of the room until you either both agree that an argument is over. Yeah. Many times, what happened? We run away from the field. That's not a good thing. If you are talking, finish talking. Then you go. If you go middle of the talking, that means you are disliking, disapproving the material. That's not good for, it is not a healthy system, healthy marriage. Have decided to table the problem and chosen a specific time to bring it up again. Acknowledge each other's feelings and perceptions without judgment or criticism. Feelings to samajhna aapas mein, it's very, very beautiful. And we are different. Each and every human being is different. Human being is different. So husband and wife, they are different. We have to acknowledge that. And thinking is different. Perspectives are different. We have to acknowledge their think. We cannot impose our thinking to others. This is very, very important for all of you. This, all of you have to note it down. It's very important. It is a salawat, inshallah. In today's world, the management skills have been taught many, many, even in the office, in a school system, anywhere you go, they teach you how to manage yourself. I am talking here about few kinds of management. Number one is time management. Time is very limited we have. We don't have much time. Even life also very limited. That's what Quran says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Only limited 60 years or 50 years, that's it. You have to utilize very wisely, otherwise you lose everything. I'm coming how to utilize the time. Then health management. Allah has given life and we have to manage health, food, intake, what we are eating. Each and every time we can advise each other. Anger management. It's a very beautiful thing. Inshallah, we're going to discuss about that. Budget management. In a husband and wife thing, budget management is very, very important. And it is because of this. Many people, for example, there was a time my income was in Toronto maybe $12,000. We manage, we have happy life. Now, $100,000 man, still we see same problem. That means management is not there. So we have to do something there. Space management. Maybe my house, for example, Bombay. If you go to Tokyo or Japan, it's a small apartment. Even if for that apartment, I also have millions of rupees. You cannot get it. So it may be two rooms, but you manage in such a way that two rooms become heaven for you. So space management. Many people, they have big houses. When you enter their house, it's a hell. Because things are everywhere. There is no management, space management. Number five is a very important thing, is a relationship management. Between husband and wife, between father-in-law, mother-in-law, between in-laws, between the in-laws. Inshallah, we are coming for the detailed explanation of the space management. Time management, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, has beautiful guidelines. Lil mu'mina thalathu sa'at, fa sa'atun yunaji fiha rabbuh, fa sa'atun yarummu fiha ma'ayishuh, fa sa'atun yukhalli fiha bayna nafsihi wa bayna ladzatiha. Oh, so beautiful. Imam Ali says, divide your 24 hours into three parts. That means 8 hours. One part is for earning, just like we are going. But 8 hours we work, but in fact, how many hours we do? We go work office 8 hours, but for preparation, 1 hour, maybe on the road, and while coming back, 1 hour. Some people, 2 hours. So we are stealing hours from other things. First part is earning livelihood. Acts of worship. Acts of worship means what? Ibadah. It's only namaz. Smiling at a mu'min, at a human being also, ibadah. Talking good manner with your in-laws also, ibadah. There are many ibadahs, just like ayadat is ibadah, visiting relatives is ibadah. Ibadah has many, many things. Within the circle of Islam, if you move, that is ibadah. Ibadah is not only act of worship. Then number three is rest and amusement. Just like maybe we have body needs rest. 8 hours of rest is important. And you come back from work, already 10 hours, plus 2 hours, 8 hours, plus two hours, 10 hours. Instead of being with your children, what we do? We become couch potato. Converter is there. Open TV and look at it. And in fact, we are stealing the time from other things. Maybe act of worship, maybe the rest. When you don't take rest for 8 hours, what happens? Next day you are not ready to work. For the budget management, Al-Qana'a Barakah. The Prophet says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. What is the best word, Qana'a, for English? It's a contentment. Contentment, in fact, is a budget management. My income is this, and we have to divide. Many a times, men, they don't want to disclose their income. It's not going to work out. Husband and wife, Quran says, they should be like dress. So dress means what? Hunna libasun lakum, wa antum libasun lahunna. Dress means most closest people. No one should be closer than these two people. So that means they should fit together. This is my earning, and how can we manage these earnings? So talking about, that's what qana'a is barakah. Qana'a is, contentment is barakah. Al-qana'a, ma'lul la yanfad. Qana'atun, contentment is a wealth which is not going to be perished. If you are content, you're never going to have any problem. That means if I am earning 2,000 a month, if I am budgeting accordingly, I'm never going to have any problem. Once you start, you use visa, 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 what happens one day? Problem. Al-qana'atun kanzu, al-qana'atun kanzun la yafna. Al-qana'atu kanzun la yafna. Al-qana'a, again, contentment is a treasure which is never going to perish. All these three ahadis are very, very important. I hope when you leave this hall, not only listen to this and try to adapt in your life. Here it is. The quarrel between husband and wife when it comes to managing the amount is this. I am here nearly 79, I came 28 years. And I have about 300 plus cases of family cases. I learned many things, and because of that I am advising you. Many a times I have seen we become selfish. For example, I am attached to my family. I need to help my brothers, my sisters. And while I am doing so, I might be ignoring my own family. That is not allowed. So there has to have circle-based work. What is circle-based? This is the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ata rajulun, a person came to Prophet Muhammad with 1 dinar in hand. Faqala ya Rasulallah, uridu an ahmala bihima fi sabilillah. I have this dinar I want to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, charity. Prophet asked, alaka walidan, do you have parents? Aw ahadahuma, or one of the parents? He said, naam, yes, I do have. Prophet said, go and give it to your parents. Sometimes we might be saying, Council of Islamic Guidance, they have big project, 10,000 rupees, dollars, Maulana. Huh? You write it down. At the same time, maybe I need that 10,000. I'm not saying you don't give. Could be possible. So Prophet says, take this one dinar, give to your parents. And he goes, he comes back again. And he says, oh Prophet of Allah, I do have still one dinar left. Prophet says, go and give it to that. Do you have children? You have son? He said, yes, give to your children. Again he goes back, again he brings one dinar. Again I have one dinar, Ya Rasulullah. Prophet says, go and give it to your wife. Do you have wife? Yes, yeah, wife. And he comes back, oh Prophet of Allah, I do have again 1 rupee. Prophet said, do you have servant at home? Allahu Akbar. Servant at home? And he said, yes, give to that. And at the end, he came 5th time, Prophet said, then you give it to charity. So there is a circle between even giving it away, you have to have management of your budget. I have done this easier. So number one, first circle is parents. Until 21 years, looking after children is wajib upon parents. Once parents become old, it is wajib upon children to look after. So that's why parents are the first circle. Number second circle is children. Third circle is spouses. And fourth circle is helpers, those who are helping you, helping hand. And fifth circle is needy, those who are charity. Many a times you might be giving charity, but maybe there is a need at home also. You have to be careful. Before I go, we were talking about time management, health management also. Islam also, you know how many things we have in ahadith. One book all of you should have at home, that is Tahzeebul Islam. We should have Quran, we should have Nahjul Balagha, of course all of us we do have, but Tahzeebul Islam is a small book written by Allama Majlisi al-Rahma. Many, many beautiful things, a house course. It is guides you. In Urdu also there is available, in English also available. Food intake, what is mustahab to eat, what is good to eat. 1400 years before, Hadith says, in a table where there is no vegetables, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses upon that. Agar sabzijat nahi hote dastarkhan par, khuda lanat padta us par. Sirka is highly recommended. Salt is highly recommended. So these are the things, why? Health management. At the same time, for example, shadi hui thi, oh, she is cute. Okay, she was slim and very beautiful. After marriage, mashallah, her taraf se dono phail gaye. So nobody wants to see each other. Why is that? Why? Shadi ke baad khatam ho gaye? Marriage is equal to death? No. You have to take care of your body. So, affection. Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, was dying his beard. A companion was sitting beside him. He smiled. Like, oh, Mola, what is this? Imam said, as you like your wife appear in good. You want your wife to be beautiful. Likewise, she wants you to be handsome. So this desire of looking each other, Islam encourages. Imam Musa Kazim says, I am doing not for only me, but on top he says, it can give iffah to woman. That means she might go into the border of chastity in iffah to ismat. It can protect her. She might protect herself from others. It's a very beautiful thing. Health management. Anger management. This is also, write it down. Every day before, if you have, all of us, we do have anger. We are human beings. In my Darse Akhlaq, I'm explaining one of the power which we have, anger, why Allah has given this. Before you sleep, you have a notebook on top. On top you write, angry, I was angry. Number two is why I was angry. Reason. And then time. What time I was angry. Before you sleep, you analyze many a times you say, I was so stupid, I should never be angry that. So every day you have to see, every week you have to have chart, how many times I was angry, why I was angry. So you have to control yourself, because this is the mental problem. Mental problem can be solved with logic, not with force. Budget is, of course, I have said it, space, I have said it. Relationship management, I want to be very, very important. And this is very, very beautiful hadith. Inshallah, I'm going to explain that hadith. Time is coming very... That hadith is, a woman has sent her emissary to Prophet Muhammad. It is a very, very beautiful story. She said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, my husband is in journey. And we had a resolution between both of us, a contract. I'm not going to go out until he comes back." She said, "So my father is sick. Should I go to see him?" Prophet said, "No, don't go. Stay at home." Again, she said, second day, "He's very sick. He's going to go die." Prophet said, "If you have committed to stay at home, stay at home." And the message goes, Prophet of Allah, he died. Prophet said, "Don't go at home." It seems very harsh. And then Prophet said, she never went. Prophet said, "Do you know what happened?" Allah says, "I forgiven him and her and her husband." So this is a spirituality. Once you commit for something, stay committed and don't lose that commitment. Otherwise, there will be chance. That's the relationship. I'll give these root causes, then we're going to have break for 10-15 minutes and then we'll come back. Root cause of problems of family. Number one, lack of aim in life. We don't have any aim. Lack of understanding between husband and wife. Lack of communication. Akhirat has been forgotten. Sab cheez hai magar akhirat ka sawal hi nahi hai. That is also very dangerous. Lack of trust. Of course, economy also plays a bigger role. We go one by one. Number one is lack of aim in life. What is the purpose of life? Anyone? Yeah. Pray Allah. That is the purpose. Yeah, all the time we have to pray. Don't go to school and pray? Huh? That's a nice answer, man. Very nice answer, but understand what is ibadat means. What is the purpose of life? Only all the time you have to pray, offer the namaz, that's the purpose? Yeah? So that is the purpose of life? I'm asking, that's why you're talking about, I have two choices. To take one of the choice is good. I'm talking about what is the purpose? Why I'm here? Good. Build the best out of yourself. One of the purpose. You see, one time, it's a very beautifully said it, last night and before 2 days, before in Majlis I said it. One time I say, love is in a status, or she cares about me, that's why I love her. And he cares about me, that's why I love him. That is caring, this is also business love. He cares about me and she cares about me, that's also not love. Love is both of us, we care about one aim, that is love. That is the meaning of Iyaka Na'abudu. That means we need to have one goal in our life and we need to fulfill both of us towards that. If that is the case, we're never going to have any problems in family. So that aim is, worship of Allah is not all the time we are worshipping. Taking ourselves into the status that Allah says, Abdi ati'ni hatta aj'alaka masali. Oh my servant, serve me to extend, I will make you like me. So both husband and wife. After the marriage of Bibi Fatima Zahra, Prophet came to see her next day. And this question we dare to ask. I am father-in-law already, two daughters already married. I cannot ask this question. Prophet asked Imam Ali, how did you find my daughter? What was the reply? Imam Ali said, the best partner who leads me towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the inspirational factor. So we need to have goal in life, and both of them, both of husband and wife, they are striving hard to reach to that goal. Then the family unity is there. Inshallah, we're going to talk more. I'll give a break. If you have questions, ask me. Otherwise, we give 10 minutes break. Key to the knowledge is questioning. Ask questions. Give father, paper and pen, if anyone wants a question, and no need to even name, they can ask question unanimously. Yeah, that is question of remarriage course. We had it there, but it's a very beautiful question. In Islam, arranged marriage does not mean that you should not communicate. Even a boy has a right to ask to say, I want to see her hair. And Sharia has given permission to see, even before nikah, before even any recitation of seha. So communication is so important. That's why I think after the mangni ceremony, so called, there should be seha mahramiyat done and let them speak out. One of the traditions says, Bibi Fatima Zahra and Imam Ali's marriage took place before 6 months di rukhsati. That means first there was marriage, and after 6 months there was a rukhsati. That shows its understanding period is very important from both. Arranged marriage may, if husband himself is not involved, what kind of marriage is that? It is not a marriage. That is something which is not highly recommended in Islam. Of course, we need to have input of parents. That doesn't mean that I should left out. One of the problems which we do, now alhamdulillah, now the things are changing because of the world, now awareness is there, a lot of changes are coming. At the same time, at least we learn, we can teach our children, we can guide them according to the Islamic values. We have to learn today so that we can safeguard the future generation, offspring. No question, yes? Allah, Prophet says, because she listened to the command of her husband and also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has not only forgiven your sin, Allah has forgiven your husband's sin and also sins of your father. That shows commitment. Because I committed, I have given word to my husband, I am not going to leave, no matter what happens. And she was striving hard for that. Same thing could be for both sides, not one side. No, madam. Yes. For the intention, I want to see her hair, and I want to see her. If he gives condition, yeah, he can. So, definite break, inshallah.
روٹ کازز آف پرابلم. یہ گفتگو ہو رہی تھی جو ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ فیملی میں جو سب سے بڑے پرابلمس ہوتے ہیں اس کے روٹس اور اس کی جڑیں کیا ہیں. دی ون آف دی بگیسٹ پرابلم از وی ڈونٹ ہیو اینی گول ان لائف. سو شارٹ ٹرم گولس, لانگ ٹرم گولس, اسپرچل گولس, گولس ٹو اچیو ان دس ورلڈ اینڈ گولس ٹو اچیو دی ادر ورلڈ, دس ہیز ٹو بی ڈیفائنڈ ایٹ دا بگننگ. I don't know how many of us we do have that do discuss between the spouses this goal of your life, and it's very important. The second cause is understanding is not there. Understanding nahi hone ki wajah jo hai communication hai. Most of the time it's a very poor communication between husband and wife. I don't know why many at times the cases which I am dealing is the problem is communication. So we need to break that. Before you sleep, you have to settle the problem and sleep rather than letting it go. Akhirat has to be first and foremost important aim of life. That is also forgotten. And I'll give a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And this hadith also narrated by Imam Ali, and it's a very beautiful hadith for the unity of the family. Prophet says, if a woman stays in a very harsh situation, maybe a husband is abusive, not good in moral behavior, and she is uniting that family for sake of the unity of the family on akhirat, when she dies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to raise her with Bibi Asiya. So akhirat has to be, how long are we going to stay this world? 50 years, 60 years, nothing. Akhirat is forever. On the other hand, husband is staying in a very harsh situation. Wife is not good, always is taunting and bad words. But he wants that unity of house has to be protected, and on the akhirat he will be raised with Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. So akhirat has to be as a main goal of life. If we have that, we're never going to have problems, inshallah. And there is no trust between each other. That's also a bad thing. Openness. Hunna libasun lakum wa antum libasun lahunna. Both of them have to develop each and every time the trust. How you can develop the trust? By sharing the pain you can develop. By sharing your secrets out. Usually we want to hide out things. We don't want to talk about it. I might talk with everyone, but with not with wife. That's not good. You can talk it out. Listening is not wrong. Following not necessarily to be followed, everything you are listening. For example, you listen majlis of 1 hour, not necessarily to follow all 1 hour. Likewise, you listen to your spouses, no need to follow everything what is been said. So trust has to develop step by step. Of course, economy plays a bigger role, and Islam also encourages human beings to have a better life. For example, contentment is very good. At the same time, so thinking of a better life is wrong? No. Hadith we have, husband should try to give better life to family. They need to try that. If you say salawat, inshallah, is wrong. Long. I come to the second position. Family feud. We are talking about family. Why problem arises in our homes? First and foremost is because we are talking about spiritually, forgetting the purpose of life. مقصد حیات کا بھول جانا. وما خلقت الجن والانس الا ليعبدون. اللہ has created human being and jinn to serve him. This is a beautiful ayat from Surah Al-Mu'minun, 23rd chapter. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think we have created you aimlessly? There is an aim in life. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You are not going to return back to us. All the time thinking of akhirat is very beautiful. So that you control your desires. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا التَّوْرَاةَ فِيهَا هُدًى وَنُورًا يَحْكُمُ بِهَا النَّبِيُّونَ الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ بِمَا اسْتَحْفَظُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا عَلَيْهِ شُهَدَاءَ فَلَا تَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ وَاخْشَوْنِ. Here is the piece which I want to focus is وَلَا تَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ. Don't be fearful of people. One of the meaning of that is many things we do is because of people. That's wrong. We have to do this marriage this way because what people will say. I have to be in a big hall and spend 25,000. Why? What people say. I have to behave this way. What people say. We do so many things because we are concerned about people. Quran says, La takshaun nas. Don't be fearful of people. Bakshaune. So taqwa is, at home also, same thing. We all the time, for example, our behavior when, for example, if a mehman is there at home, guest is home, we behave between a husband and wife as if they are very, very sweet, very, very close. Why? We are showing to others. Why that hypocrisy? So if we fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that should be, even if we are alone, that should be the case. Many a times, in the name of Islam also we abuse it. So many people, they say, because I am now a Mormon, I forget everything. No. Hadith we have, again, hadith of our Lord Prophet, he says, لَيْسَ خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَرَكَ الدُّنْيَا لِآخِرَةِ. Even one of you are not, amongst you are not best, is the one who left this world because of akhirat. And who leaves this world because of akhirat, who takes this world and leaves the akhirat. Who is the best who takes both of the worlds, this dunya and also akhirat. In the family life also we have to think of all the time this is. Why problem starts? One of the biggest problems, mistake in criteria of choosing a spouse. There was a mistake then. That's why the problem is there. Now you have already married, you have to bear with it. Purpose of life can be defined in three factors. One is biological factor, human beings is growing, hormone is growing, and he needs a partner, she needs a partner, that's a biological factor. And second factor is offspring. The human species have to survive. You need future generation. The best maqsad is وَأَنْكِهُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ. Pure society. You know, in America, 20% kids born out of wedlock. 20% kids, they born. According to their criteria, according to our criteria, is much more worse. That's why you're not going to see any peace in that society. So Islamic purpose of marriage is peaceful society. Survival of the fittest is in a social dilemma. What is the meaning of survival of the fittest? It is a social science. What it means? It means powerful will survive. Is it that is the meaning? Quran says, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Taqwa will survive. وَكَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. Allah says,
We have written, this land belongs to the pure people. So our purpose of future generation is purity. Salihin, muttaqin. If that purpose is served in a family, we're never going to have a problem. Unrealistic expectation is a problem. For example, we live in a life of illusion, not reality. Nowadays, either Hollywood or Bollywood. Hollywood presents in a way that life should be this glorious. It says this is the life you have to have. For example, in an Indian, a girl who lives in a hut, and she sees, oh, there is an aashiqi start with one bang, and then he marries that person, and he takes that person into a very big bungalow. That is a dream world. It's not reality. So don't ever think everyone gets same thing what others are getting. Even if you get it, the peace is not going to be there. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. It is because of social freedom, lack of privacy. In the case of, for example, joint family. Islam rejects joint family. In Islam, we don't have joint family. We read in many, many historical events, just like Imam Ali Radhiallahu Anhu used to go in Ramadan one day with Imam Hassan, and the Imam Hussain, Bibi Zainab, you listen in the Masjid. What it means, even one room, they have privacy of their own room. Even though if you don't have a big, but at the same time, if you are marrying your son, he should have an independent unit to survive. Otherwise, the problem is solved. Biggest problem is to survive with in-laws. For example, once your bahu is there, she's mahram for you, but not mahram for your son. For devar is not, bhabi is not mahram. So she has to stay all the time in hijab. Is it a practical? No, it is not a practical thing. So at the same time, we are expecting her to have to look beauty, to look have. No, we need to have something to be there and there. At the same time, for everyone to have a private room or private houses is not necessarily not impossible. Maybe possible, not it's not there. For example, a life of India, it's very difficult to have. At the same time, one room, that room should belong to that couple, and they should have their own privacy, and they should be leading their own independent life. That should be taken care of. We want to copycat. You visit other's home. Oh, did you see this sofa? Husband says, "Arey yaar, yahan baithe yahan yahan kya laa diya tumne wo sofa?" Did you see this? It's a copycat, no? It's a no. No, no need to copy. They are affording maybe Lexus Toyota. I cannot afford, man. I have this one. So they might be having good, many things. I don't. So I have to look after mine. I should not, no need to copy that. Again, there is no fear of akhirat in all of this. No consideration towards the needs of others. Many a times, we do me, our family. We don't give a damn to care about other and other people. That's not a good thing. I always say this. I think you have to write it down. All of us, we are living in the West. We can take care of one family at least, those who are poor families. For looking after one family within $100, $150 is easy in third world countries. We can easily look after if we manage our budget. And we have to do it. We have to consider others. Social freedom. Again, we copycat. For example, if hijab is not fully taught in a family, that girl goes to university, there's a freedom. And nowadays, a lot of bombardment against Islam and Muslims. And that comes in our mind, and she might do something which is not right. Freedom also leading us towards freedom. Freedom should be defined. Freedom must be under the code of law. For example, if you are driving a car, you are in Canada free, that doesn't mean you cannot drive more than 100 kilometers. In the place of 100, you have to drive 100. Why this limitation? That means freedom also has a limitation. Many a times, the girls, they say, Maulana, hijab, we cannot explain to them. I said, easily explain. A girl wants to go bare. She doesn't want to wear clothes. Police comes and puts something on them. Indecent act. Why? Let them be free, whatever they want to do. If you are covered that much, you are covering much more better than that. So if that is not wrong, it should be just not. This is also alone. Freedom must be monitored. Freedom should be monitored. Lack of privacy, coexistence is a need, not the solution. Coexistence is a need, not the solution. We have explained it. We have only one life. Forget the akhirat. All of these are Maulana's job, not our job. They say it, we have to follow our own desires. Every time, that's why in a family, I always say some of the things which we have to do coordinately. Number one, family should play together. Once feed, eat together. Dinner table, all family people should eat together. Spend 1 hour. It's a very beautiful thing. It's a very, very healthy thing. At the same time, in the weekend, family together, play together. Have a fun time together. At the same time, jama'at namaz together. So you balance it both. Don't put akhirat as a sidewalk, as I was saying all the time. We have a drive-in coffee shop. We go there and we order, take coffee and get out. Likewise, we made religion as a drive-in. Thursday, drive-in, Almighty or somewhere and Khuda. It's not going to work out. It is a mainstream of your life. You have to make it as a point. That's why I always say this. Those who are living in the West, Thursday, once in a week, there should be a must going to Sami Center. I'm not saying only Almighty. Anytime, anywhere you go. You go listen akhirat, because Quran says fadhakkir in nafaatir zikra. Constantly someone has to remind me, this is the way I am taking, wrong way, I have to go right. Yeah, this is a story I was talking about, the woman who has contact with her husband and she's not going to leave home. That was the story. Another problem is because of, this is also very big, suspicion. It's a very bad thing. If husband starts this suspicion, which causes them, it's a very bad. I said it, this story, very beautiful story. One man enters at home. His wife was talking. The last sentence of her was, I love you too. Oh my God. He goes fast on the room and locks the room, starts crying 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. What happened? Wife says, what happened? What happened? After 3 days he subsidizes, that anger subsidized. What happened? Yeah, when I entered, you were talking on the phone, you said, I love you too. Papa, that was my mother. That was my mother I was talking to. So, suspicion. That's what Quran says, su'uzan. Inna ba'da zanne ismun. Some of the suspicion are gunah. It is sin. Islam says it is not allowed. The moment should not be. The husband and wife, there should not be suspicion. It should be openness. Why wife has to talk about password of husband? Why?
my book is open, your book is open. Why don't we have, you look after my emails, if I don't have any problem, why? So there should not be room left for the suspicion. So be open. Even if you are communicating with others also, you let it be open. Because you might be helping. For example, in my case, every day I have 50 to 100 emails. Many girls, many boys, they talk. If my wife, for example, if I am writing to a girl, helping her, and if she sees as a suspicion, so if I am open to her, look at this is read and read, nothing is wrong. So in the case of husband and wife, there should not be suspicion. That's what the Quran says, "La tagtab ba'dukum ba'da." That's why ghibat is what? Suspicion leads to ghibat. You reach to ghibat is as if you are eating flesh of your own brother. One day, second Khalifa was going on the road, and there was a sound from the home was coming. He peeked inside. Oh, ho, 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 people! They are drinking! When Imam Ali Islam heard this, he said, La ta'ajal. He did one mistake inside. You did three mistakes. Number one, you were suspecting something that was wrong. Islam says, La tajassasu. Don't do any tajassu. Number two, in privacy of others, privacy of others, you should not enter. You did it. Number three, if anyone has done sin, he should not disclose the. You did three mistakes, he did only one. So many a times we do suspicion because of suspicion. A lack of understanding between rights and responsibility. This is my right. Yes, you are right. At the same time, your responsibility is something. You know, Bibi Fatima Zahra, salawatullahi salam ala, there was a time, Allahumma salli ala. She helped in economically Imam Ali. There was a time. And Imam Ali has described his life was up and down. And I said it many a times, Imam Al-Sumina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has guided us according to humanly possible means, not superficial means. Humanly possible means. Otherwise, they could have asked Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to send anything. That was under. They could not be modeled for us. That's why, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. There is a. So always we have to differentiate between rights, and it is not the right of husband to demand coffee and demand the dinner. No, it is the responsibility of woman if she is not working. And in the Western society, most of the cases it happens, husband and I, both of them are working. What we have to do? Share this burden. At home also, both of them, they have to come back, share the burden. Otherwise, problem will start. Tools of success, successful family. Number one is wealth, fame, akhirat. What do you think? Tools of success. Is it wealth? Many people, they have wealth, but they are not successful. Do you think fame? Name and fame? Al-Faizun, the word Faizun is used in Quran. Those who are successful reach to the point of Rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the success. Imam Ali r.a. at the stroke, what he said? Fuztu bi Rabbil Kaab. That is the success. If we can reach to that, then we don't have any problem. We have dua in the Quran, dua Rabbana Atina fi dunya. Hasana. What Hasana means? Anyone know? Huh? Obi. Well, what it means? Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana وفي الآخرة حسنة.
Give me one good in this world and that one good in the Akhirah. Why not many goods? رَبَّنَا عَدْنَا حَسَنَات. What is that one hasana?
Hazrat Sulaiman answers that question. رَبِّي أَوْزِعْنِي نَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالَدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ.
Hazrat Sulaiman has been given all the power, but still he begs for one thing, that is Rizā of Allah. The hasana is Rizā of Allah. So we please so many people minus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is minus, everything minus. If we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are pleasing. That is the Rizā.
لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يؤدون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم وأبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في